The topics we learn about include: the Gemara presents three explanations of a Mishnah in Trumas, which says that when Truma Temeya is replanted in the ground, it becomes Tahar, but remains Asur to eat. In the course of the second explanation, the Gemara analyzes a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about the reason that when attention is not paid to Truma, that it becomes Pasul. In analyzing the third explanation, the Gemara gives three examples of special chumras that were put in place in dealing with kachin. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about today include gidulei truma. The growth that results from truma being replanted in the ground is called gidulei truma. On the deraisa level, it is not considered to have the status of truma, but midrabanan, we treat it like truma. Davar shezarei kala refers to something whose seed disintegrates in the ground when it is planted. Hesach hadas is when a person's attention is diverted from something. Even if kachim or truma are not known to have become tamei, in a situation that there was hesach adas from it, they become pasul. Hashaka is the process of being metahir water that is tamei by connecting it to a mikvah.